Treaty Talk, the Experts Edition, with Ethel Blondin Andrew, beneficiary of the Saugatuck, Dene, and Métis Comprehensive Land Claim Agreement, former chair of Saugatuck Secretariat, Inc., and involved in implementing the Saugatuck, Dene, and Métis Land Claim Settlement Act.
I am from the Northwest Territories in the Saugatuck region. I'm Dene, I'm Mountain Dene.
Can you tell us about modern treaties in NWT?
They had started out with a comprehensive treaty for the whole of the territory, for all the Dene and Métis, and that came apart. So we had what was called regional treaties. They weren't each group, like the Gwich'in had their own, the Saugatuck had their own, the Dene are working on their own, the Tsingtau are working on theirs in Treaty 8. So they took it apart and went regionally.
Why have modern treaties been pursued in NWT?
The Indigenous people want control back. And in a modern world, the best scenario that was won in a process of consultation was the modern treaties. The people felt that was the first step in reestablishing their self-determination.
How have you been involved in implementation work?
So I was the chairperson of the Saugatuck Secretariat. And I had to undertake to implement what was negotiated in the claim. And that claim is what's known as a modern treaty. Its rights rolled out from Treaty 11, which was the traditional treaty that was done in 1921. And what we have done is we have exchanged one treaty for the other in contemporary terms. We have a certain amount of money, a certain amount of land, provisions of the claim. And my main job as the chairperson has been to negotiate and implement the claim. Because an agreement, a modern treaty is only as good as you can implement it.
How can youth get involved in their treaties and implementation?
Be attentive, be engaged. Get yourself engaged. Don't wait for a gold embossed invitation. It doesn't work that way. Make yourself available, show people what you have. Work from your gifts and your strengths. Don't work from a negative standpoint. Be bold. Don't be afraid. They can't touch us. They've done all the harm they're ever going to do, and they can't touch us. We won't let them hurt you. There's a lot of people like myself out there, and we watch. We don't want our young people to go through what we've been through. Read a lot. Learn a lot. Always leave your mind open. And work hard. It's good for you. It makes you a happier person. And work smart. It gives you time to do other things. And don't be just one thing. Leave your options open. Be good at maybe one thing, but allow yourself to be versatile, to be able to go in and out. Get involved and help people. Anything you do adds value to your community and to your organization.